Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Flowery Branch, guys, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, waiting on Coach Rod to step in here. He will join us and within the hour, Mike. And we've got questions, obviously, to get ready for the Bills. What's the pressing issue for you, by the way? Is there something that just is top of mind for you right now with this Bills matchup?
We must destroy Josh Allen.
Yeah, I mean,
I agree.
That's where it's got to, you know, just keep him from doing the Josh Allen stuff, which, again, if he was able to do it an entire season, they'd be Super Bowl champions probably two or three times. They've run into Kansas City, really elite defense. That's why when you think, how have they been stopped? Well, the refs stopped him one time. They had to change the overtime rule.
That's right.
Because that's a game that might have gone on forever. But this is a team that you've got to be on point with your defense. And I think we've drafted some amazing athletes. And this, as I said to you yesterday, I want to see Pierce and Jalen Walker. And not to knock Leonard Floyd, but Leonard Floyd's, you know, he's not exactly on pace for 9 or 10 sacks right now. So I'd like to see Leonard Floyd be a bigger impact as well in getting this dude on the ground.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I'll tell you what's top of mind for me is what they did during this bye week. As much as I'm concerned about Buffalo and whether, you know, we get their best or not, I want to know what these guys did from an adjustment standpoint and, you know, what Zach do? I mean, did he sit back and kick his feet up, Mike, and go, look what I did against the Commanders. What more do you want from me? Like, I want to know that part of this and how we grow as an offense and continue to get better. That just doesn't happen because you beat the Commanders. You got to come back into the lab, man, and get to work.
Right.
So I'm curious. We'll see what Ross says about all of that. By the way, Daily Download brought to you by Akins Ford, where the end-of-the-year deals start now. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, as I mentioned, not only Rob, but also what's on Day-Day's mind. We'll get to that as well. I just want to tell this quick story, and then we'll get into some NFL stuff because Baker Mayfield was asked about him being himself. And I thought he said some really interesting things. Guys, he's an MVP candidate. Don't know where know where this goes, but he's playing and carrying the Bucks right now in a way that nobody really thought that he would. We'll let you hear that as well as Kevin Stefanski talking about Shedeur Sanders, the trade of Joe Flacco, and more. So said I had a couple appointments today. I got some more tomorrow, and Mike was there today. And, you know, leading up to some of these tests, there are certain things you can't do, or they advise that you don't because they affect the outcomes of the results of the labs and stuff.
Right.
I had a CT today.
So no coffee?
Well, that, no caffeine,
right?
So, and they actually had a young lady call, I guess, last week. I missed the call because we were on the air, and it was like, hey, call us back. We got some instructions for you. So I called back, obviously, after hours, don't get an answer. And I finally get like this note or an email basically saying, hey, here's the things you can't do. So one of them was coffee. Another one, which was weird, was chocolate, right? Can't have any chocolate. And I guess these are all stimulants, right, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
So, there was one that I guess I didn't see on there. So I get there today, and she's going through the list, you know. So, Mr. Dukes.
Tequila?
Yeah. You didn't have any. And it's all within a, you know, 8-10-hour period.
Right.
So she's going through the list, you know. No coffee. No, I didn't have any coffee. No chocolate. No, didn't have any chocolate.
Okay.
Have you had any ED meds in the last 48 hours?
Hi-oh.
I said, oh, wait a minute. Time out. I was like, wait a minute. Hey, this is too personal. What do you need to know if I took ED meds? I said, look at me. I said, look at me.
Blood flow.
Do I look like I need ED meds? And this lady looked at me. She looked me up and down, Mike. I said, I ain't taking any in 48 hours.
Hey, man.
I hadn't taken any.
You could be a fully functional dude. Any. You want a little extra punch. You want a little extra, bring an extra more lead in your pencil.
I know, but I was like, really? You put my business out there like that? She's like, have you had any
It does
EDs?
Affect blood flow
it
and
does.
All that.
That
it does. Your heart rate. That's why you check with your doctor and see if those meds are right for you.
Well, you know what? And I had to learn this the hard way. Like flying and taking meds, like, just telling you. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. Right. So anyways.
Especially if you're trying to get up and walk the aisle.
Get up?
What's that?
No,
I'm saying if you're in the, you
know, yes.
Hit somebody in the arm.
I got you. I thought you meant get up. It's Dukes and Bell. I just thought it was funny how she was going down the list and asking me all these questions. But yeah, Apparently that was on the list there, and I was like,
makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't. All stimulants. It makes total
sense. Right. Now you gotta be careful. We were talking earlier about take care of yourself, but I went through it last back.
Do
in
I look like I need that?
No, man. But I mean,
I hadn't taken any in the last 48 hours.
Shoot. I mean. You know, thanks to Andy. I think is Andy still the code for Blue Chew?
I have no idea.
Our man Andy. Yeah, code word Andy.
Well, I got to tell you, and Andy, much love to you. I got a buddy, man. He lives by that. I mean, like, he's an older guy, golf friend of mine, but he's like, that Blue Chew.
By the way.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
I love those ads where they got all these incredibly hot chicks, you know, shot natural, you know, like in 4D. For my man, Blue Chew. It's like, yeah, I mean, yes, I need some Blue Chew right now watching this commercial. Great idea.
No, he lives by it. Stu, right? If you're listening, now you might be. I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there. Stu's like, that Blue Chew. It's the best thing I've ever had. I'm like, Stu.
Easy, Stu.
All right, man. We got to talk some NFL, Mike. Let's get to 4th-and-1. Eagles, Giants tonight. Thursday Night Football. N'Kobe Dean, sound familiar, knee injury. Sustained in 2024, is expected to make his season debut tonight.
Right.
Giants, though, guys, have lost 8 straight NFC East games.
Wow, that's terrible. That is literally a model of inefficiency.
Okay, so losing longest losing streak against a division opponent in the NFL. Does that make you lean Giants? It's been a long time.
I mean, they had the Cowboys on the ropes. Remember, Russell Wilson was having the game of his second life in the NFL, or his third or fourth act, whatever it is, and they still couldn't pull that one out. You know, you just feel like the Eagles are due to drop the hammer on somebody. They've been living dangerously, not covering the number.
Yeah.
You know, one possession games. We talked about the inefficiency with the run game. You know, I mean, he's got it's described on Barkley as general soreness. Okay. We talked about Landon Dickerson. He's got the ankle, so it looks like he's out. And you mentioned N'Kobe Dean. You're going to see, it looks like, I guess Jalen Carter's okay with that ankle. Looks like the latest injury report says game time. But getting back to the offense, they had the powwow with A.J. Brown along with Jalen Hurts.
It pays off.
If you're an Eagles fan, you kind of feel like, you know, when does this offense get back to full stride? The Giants run a lot of man-to-man historically.
Yes.
And that might be the chance for, you know, if not for Smith, for certainly for A.J. Brown to go downtown.
Yeah, look, I just feel like they're waiting for an explosion offensively. They haven't had one. They had to come back against the Rams a few weeks ago, and literally Jalen Hurts made all the perfect throws. That was the game where Jalen throws to A.J. Brown a bunch in the second half. He has a big game. Slim Reaper, you know, has a great game like this. That passing game looked legit in that game, but it's only been one time. I feel like there's going to be an offensive explosion. And by the way, Saquon, Mike, he's not looked like Saquon from last season. I don't know if he's still recovering.
He's averaging 3.2 per carry.
Is he tired from last year? Like, I don't know the exact answer.
Well, the story of the article today in SI was about the predictability of the offense and how
– Well, Kevin Petullo's the offensive coordinator.
And just they basically said they're going to run early in the count. They're going to run early in the series. Much like us, you know, the probability of if he's in shotgun, it's a throw. If he's under center. So there's a lot of tells. So did the Eagles, have they self-scouted, to use Mike Smith's phrase, and come up with, you know, a better way to basically kind of at least disguise or at least don't telegraph to the defense what you're doing pre-snap? So that's part of it too. So, and the Eagles have dealt with these soap operas midseason now 2 years, 3 years in a row. You know, the last year worked out pretty well for them. But yeah, they've got too many skilled positions and too many stud players to be this anemic on offense.
Here's Brian Daboll, the coach of the Giants, talking about A.J. Brown being open.
Yeah, you watch all the games, and you watch him when he's out there get open. Big, strong, fast, has good hands, can run any route you want him to run. I'm sure they can throw him the ball as many times as they want. That means Saquon doesn't get it, or give it to Saquon, and A.J. doesn't get it. There's one ball. They're all really good players. Smitty, I mean, I've been around Smitty. I think he's an exceptional receiver, too. So I think whatever they want to do or think they need to do, that's what they'll do. You have to watch the tape. A.J.'s open a lot. But give it to Saquon, and he's got productive yards. You run his own read or throw it to Smitty, there's another thing. There's a lot of weapons, I would say, on that offense. And whatever they choose to do is what they do.
Is that a little reverse psychology when he's saying, A.J.'s open a lot? I don't know what they're doing over there.
Put the onus on Jalen Hurts and his coaching staff to figure it out. You know, like I said, you and I, we thought it was a great pick when they drafted Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Thought he was going to be a star. And I said to Carl, I mean, in his own way, because Eli did obviously probably three, four times more pass attempts over the course of a season, it seems like, than Jalen Hurts. But Eli would be look as mediocre as Jalen does. But at the end, you know, the good defense, you lean into what your strengths are, and the Giants won two Super Bowls. So I think sometimes, you know, why does Eli not get the heat, but Jalen Hurts gets the heat? When you know what I'm saying? It's just there's a perception there. I think Jalen Hurts can make the plays. He's also shown the ability sometimes to maybe not pull the triggers. You say pull.
Pull.
He's averaging 6.4 yard 6.4 yards per throw.
It's not a lot.
Way too low.
Yeah. Man.
So he's been sacked 15 times already. So maybe Jalen's got to be better. A.J. Brown, you can't come out there and say, my quarterback's having a bad start to the season. He's just going to say, I'll give you cryptic Bible verses and you can figure out what it means. So maybe these guys, as I'm saying, do I sound like I'm trying to talk myself into betting the Eagles? It's a minus 7.5 tonight.
Yeah. Let me hear Nick Sirianni, because Mike talked about this meeting. Again, it wasn't a team meeting. It was Saquon. It was them meeting with A.J. It was their quarterback.
Sirianni, the three heads.
Yeah, but Sirianni was asked about it, and he was like, I like this.
Love the fact that we all get together and are looking for solutions to continue to get better. That's just not a coaching thing. That's just not a leaders on the football team. That's this team. That's the mindset of this team is how do we keep getting better, be playing our best football by the end of the year. And so you love that.
Meanwhile, on the Giants side, you know, Malik Nabers is done for the year, so you're not going to see
big,
him. Wandale Robinson was kind of a one-week wonder for fantasy owners. He's averaging 11.6 yards per throw. They don't really have that sort of dynamic playmaker. I just saw Sterling Shepard caught a touchdown for the Bucs last week, you know, in Seattle. So, yeah, the Giants, I don't know, man. Day-Day and I have been thinking about this. I may have to pull the trigger on this on prime tonight.
Seven and a half.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to
love it at seven.
I do.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Buy that hook from your boy.
Well, that's what they get you. Hey, Baker Mayfield, I'll play this for you coming up, talking about what's changed with him. People are like, he's changed. And he's saying, not really. I'm not changed. We'll play that for you. Also, the Shedeur Sanders fiasco up there in Cleveland. Kevin Stefanski talking about the trade. But when he was asked about whether or not Shedeur was the quarterback number two, he really didn't answer. That's on the way. Coach Roz is going to join us here live inside the Ticketmaster studios. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.